USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires are raging in the west and creating hazy skies as far away as New York. Crews are battling nearly 85 large fires in 13 states amid excessive heat and months of drought. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
This represents something that has not happened in the House before for a select committee by the historian. It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution. House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Senate Republicans are slamming Democrats for spending $3.5 trillion on infrastructure as inflation continues to rise. Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democrats are playing Russian roulette with our economy.
And it's still my hope that a few Democrats may be brave enough to stop this. I think it's a catastrophic direction for our country.
As COVID cases continue to rise across the world, Olympic organizers say there's still a chance they'll pull the plug on the Olympics this year.
The head of the Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee says he hasn't ruled out canceling the games if a COVID outbreak gets bad enough. Toshiro Muto said Tuesday that if there were a spike in cases, he wouldn't rule out ending the games, which are set to begin on Friday. Since July 1st, there have been at least 67 confirmed cases of COVID among those accredited for the games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The House Space Science and Technology Subcommittee is holding an environmental hearing on the rising problem of extreme heat in the United States. Ranking member of the subcommittee and Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says that through the improvement of technology, heat-related disease can be slowed down.
Although climate change is likely making the occurrence of extreme heat more common, we cannot simply sit back and accept such a fate. With greater innovation and strategic planning from both the public and private sector, the negative effects of heat waves and other extreme weather events can be better mitigated and lives can be saved.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley held a joint press conference at the Pentagon on Wednesday. The Secretary of Defense saying that the United States will continue to support Afghanistan even after all U.S. troops are withdrawn.
We remain committed to helping the Afghan security forces and the Afghan government going forward. And we are doing what we said we were going to do in terms of putting the pieces in place to ensure that we can provide that support.
Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, adding,
the Afghan security forces have the capacity to sufficiently fight and defend their country. And we will continue to support the Afghan security forces where necessary, in accordance with the guidance from the President and the Secretary of Defense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.